Thank you, Mr. Chair. We congratulate you for assuming this crucial role. As others also underline, CCW is the right forum to address emerging technologies on laws. We should refrain from stigmatizing technologies associated with laws in a way that could hamper civilian R&D and use of these technologies for civilian purposes. Also, we should bear in mind that AI decision support systems could enhance decision-making in conflicts for humans by minimizing risks for civilians. In the absence of an agreed definition, developing a legally binding instrument would not serve our intended purpose here. We welcome the new mandate of GGE laws as a positive development for future. Having said that, the nature of a possible instrument to be developed in the GGE should not be prejudged. Based on 11 guiding principles adopted in 2019, we should follow a step-by-step approach. We should prioritize developing a code of conduct or CBM mechanism to create a conducive environment to move forward. Mr. Chair, the international humanitarian law also applies to laws, as is the case for all weapons. Development, production, and use of laws that do not make a distinction by their nature are already prohibited by the 1949 Geneva Convention. Systems that perform in all steps of the targeting cycle outside of it of any form of human control or supervision are not technically feasible, militarily desirable, or legally permissible in terms of IHL. The question of who must be held responsible, the programmer, producer, or the commander, for unintended damage caused by laws should also be regulated by national laws in light of international law. Given that wrongful acts are states' responsibilities under international law, unlawful use of technologies in laws is also the state's responsibility. A political guideline that will encourage state parties to make voluntary information exchanges and share best practices as a CBM on implementing existing applicable international law in the context of emerging technologies on laws would be helpful in applying international law. It would be useful to establish standards for responsible behavior and implement measures to increase transparency and communication, as well as reduce risks of unintentional conflict and escalation. Mr. Chair, Turkey participates actively in trustworthy and responsible AI initiatives at the international level. We are a member of the Global Partnership on Artificial Intelligence. We joined the ReAIM Call to Action and the Bletchley Declaration. We're also among the 51 countries that endorsed the political declaration on responsible military use of AI and autonomy, which provides an excellent basis for states to come together and positively commit to a range of tangible measures to mitigate risks in this critical area. I'd like to conclude by assuring you of my country's readiness to engage constructively in our upcoming deliberations. Thank you.